Dear friends at the Bellworth Park community, this is Father Scott with another reflection, a reflection that hopefully helps you. I recently got a letter from one of the parishioners saying that my reflections have been very helpful. I was glad to hear from her. It encourages me to continue to do these reflections. So I want to begin today's reflection with a story. This little third grade girl got invited to a classmate's birthday party. And when her mother dropped her off at the house where the party was, the mother said to her daughter, "Now listen, when you're getting ready to leave, make sure you say, 'Thank you, Mrs. Klein, for inviting me to the birthday party.'" Okay? So after a couple of hours, the mother comes back to pick up her daughter, and the daughter comes bouncing out of the house and gets into the car. And the mother says to the daughter, "Did you thank Mrs. Klein for inviting you to the birthday party?" The daughter said, "No." The mother said, "Why not?" She said, "Well, I was in line to leave, and the girl in front of me said, 'Thank you, Mrs. Klein, for inviting me to the party.' And Mrs. Klein said, 'Don't mention it.' So I didn't." As cute as that is, it does raise the issue of, are we people of gratitude? The Eucharist means gratitude. And in every Mass, when we lead into the holy, 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 that's called the preface, the priest begins the words with, "It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks." Now, last week I talked about the very challenging times we live in and how we can deal with them by trusting God, by letting go and letting God, as they say. Along with that comes Thanksgiving, to mention to God how thankful we are right in the midst of the struggle, right in the midst of the darkness, right in the midst of the fear. Because the attitude of gratitude is very, very important. I often say, I've done this at Mass, so maybe you've heard it. I often say this little rhyme, the little lyrics in my own prayer life. "Count your blessings instead of your crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joys instead of your woes. Count your friends instead of your foes. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your full years instead of your lean. Count your kind deeds instead of your mean. Count your health instead of your wealth. Count on God instead of yourself." That's nice, isn't it? It's a nice reminder. We do want to thank God in good times and in bad, in sickness and health. We want to be Eucharistic people. We want to be people of gratitude. Yeah, because I've noticed, and perhaps you've noticed this too, that in the past number of years, we have lost our civility. You know, I think please and thank you and you're welcome are less and less rolling off people's lips. And yet for us who are Catholics, for us who believe that God works behind the scene, that God never gives up on us, we need the people of gratitude to be able to say thank you. Thank you for the littlest thing my spouse or my kids or my parents do for me at home. Thank you for the people who hold the door for us as we're going into a building. Say thank you to doctors and dentists. To say thank you to our first responders, the police department, the fire department, the emergency medical technicians. You know, it's so important. Hold the door for you when you get into your car. Thank you. For us, it should be second nature, and especially when we're at Mass, to say thank you, Lord. I mean, right now, going to Mass after months of being away should just fill us with gratitude. Yes, we're still wearing masks, and yes, we have the social distancing. But to say thank you when we get there, to join the priest during the Eucharistic prayer to say thank you, when he raises the host and the chalice, thank you, and of course, when you go up to receive communion, thank you. So I want to thank you for listening to these reflections, and I hope they've been helpful. Meanwhile, I ask God to bless all the parishes and all the people of the Bellworth Park community.